Go and speak out loud to yourself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Go and speak out loud to yourself. Why do we say, go and speak out loud to yourself? Because whatever you're speaking out loud, you're speaking it to yourself, it is something for you. You go walking over the mountains. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Now, you don't understand all the words. We have seen several shows that have had deep philosophical and metaphysical impact in them, and you couldn't always understand the words. They're kind of quiet or poorly spoken or something, and you listen to it again, and you still can't understand it. And you listen to it again, you still can't understand it. So what do? You listen to their heart, because you need that link in there from one portion of the adventure to the other. You need that link. So you listen to their heart. And so in their heart, you can hear them saying things. You can hear them doing things. Now, why is it that you didn't listen to their heart in the beginning? Because you were spending so much time listening to their voice.
Yes.
You're spending so much time listening to the dialogue, listening to the actions that were going on. And as you're listening to these things, you're not paying attention to the inner activity that's going on. At the University of Healing, we train our students to read their lesson 3 times a day out loud to themselves. We train people to read their lesson 3 times a day out loud to themselves. We train people to read their lesson 3 times a day out loud to themselves. Now, why are we so insistent on that? Sylvia, you should hear what's in my lesson. It's so interesting. I must tell you. Sylvia, listen now. I'm going to tell you what's in my lesson. And Sylvia says, okay. You know? And Sylvia's, okay. Spiritually, mentally, physically put you down. Not because Sylvia's meaning to put you down, but because she's not interested in what you're doing at the moment. She's interested in what she's doing. You are doing your lesson. You're reading your lesson. You should be interested in what you're doing. So you should be reading it to yourself. Now, this morning when I took a shower, I was enjoying my shower, and the water was sprinkling all over my head and over me, warm, toasty water. And I was singing, I like to take my shower. I like my shower every day. I like to take my shower. I take my shower every way. The water comes down and frowns on my crown and falls on my crown and falls on my crown. The water comes down and falls on my crown and I love to take my shower. Now, anyone listening to me would think I was an idiot. They would think I was crazy.
Yeah.
But do you know? One of these mornings I'm going to record my singing in the shower and let you hear how good I sound. To me, at least, you know. Because it's for me.
Yeah, good.
So when I start saying, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. Wow! You know, and no matter, even if you believe what I'm saying, even if you say it yourself, to hear me say it does not do a thing for you. It's only when you say it for yourself that it does something for you. We want to learn to speak these things for ourselves so that they become meaningful to us. And if someone is going to be near or wherever you are and hear you as you're reading your lesson, go somewhere else. You can't always do it, but you can go somewhere else. Now, I recommend this simple solution, and people just don't take it. You could go to the bathroom, that's one thing, but they can hear you through the bathroom door as you read it. You don't have to read that loud. Or, the easiest thing in the world, and it's easy for most people, is go and get in your car.
Yeah, that's true.
Sit in the car and read, and no one will hear you.
Yeah.
Close the windows, and no one will hear you. And just shout and sing and do it. And have you ever looked through the windows of somebody's car as they were going by, and they were singing, and you looked at them and you thought to yourself, oh, happy, 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 happy. Their mouths going up and down, you know, you can't hear a word. You think they're crazy. But you see, this is all part of the game. It's all part of. Now, were they in heaven? Were they in bliss as they were sitting there saying, did they think anybody was looking at them? Did they care if anybody was looking at them? They were looking straight ahead because I didn't want to be disturbed by the thought, oh, that person's looking at me and seeing me move my mouth, and I shouldn't be moving my mouth, you know, when I'm by myself, talking to myself. Well, that's what you should do. You should do it. That's the beauty of it. We want our students to read their lesson out loud to themselves because it impacts that lesson into their consciousness as a most magnificent thing. And it's the thing that we want to do. So, you have the opportunity to read your lesson out loud to yourself every day, 3 times a day, and gain the great blessing that it has for you. Now, does this work for other things? Now, you say to your son, I will not be a bad boy, I will not be a bad boy, I will not be a bad boy. And so he sings to me, I will not be a bad boy, I will not be a bad boy, I will not be a bad... And what's he doing?
He will be a bad boy.
He's putting the consciousness of a bad boy. Now, when you want your son to correct his ways, you say, I am balanced. I am a good boy. I am always trying to think of things to do to make everybody happy in my world. Starting with me. I'm always trying to think of things to make other people happy in my world, starting with me. I am always doing happy things for me, and I'm always doing happy things for me. I am always doing happy things for me. I am always doing happy things. I'm always doing happy things. I'm always doing happy things for me. And you know, and oh, that's so silly. That's right. But it's wonderful.
I like to be silly
too. It's wonderful. Now, practice those things and take your son when he's been a bad boy and put him in the shower. You know, get undressed and get in the shower. What are you going to do to me? I'm going to turn on the shower and turn on just nice warm water, not hot, not cold, just nice warm. Now, you stay in the shower until the shower gets cold and you say to yourself, I like me, 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 I like me. And sing, I like me, 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 I like me. Mother, I don't care. That's what you would do. Now just stay in the shower, and when it gets cold, then turn it off, and then come out. But not until it gets cold. You stay in there. So he's in there. And after the first couple of seconds of rebellion, he gets over that, and then he's singing, I like me, and he feels so good. He feels so wonderful. His skin is just all bubbling with I like me. His mind is bubbling with I like me. His thoughts are bubbling with I like me. You know, Patrick Stalder, one of our students, his father learned to tolerate him. But Patrick would go into the shower, and he would talk to himself and sing, and he would be in the shower, and he would not come out of the shower until it turned cold. Always. He would use up all the hot water that the family had. Well, it didn't matter. His father could afford it, and that was a small bill that he never contested. But Patrick loved to go in the shower and just stay there. Well, here on the ranch, he did that too. Well, now that wasn't too cool, because other people want to take a shower too. But he would go in the shower and he would stand in there and just soak and, I feel so good, you know, I feel so wonderful. And, hey, that's cool. That's cool. But then I got him going on affirmations. And when he got going on affirmations, then his showers really became fun. It really became something beautiful for him. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to say your affirmations out loud to yourself? Are you going to say them as you walk your meditation path, or as you drive to town, or as you're in the shower, or as you're lying on your bed and giving yourself an energy massage and saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, and just saying it out loud to yourself, what a wonderful thing to do, and what a wonderful way to go. Try that, because you really are good, and you really are positive. Saying your lesson out loud to yourself works. Saying your affirmations out loud to yourself works. Being in a hot shower or nice warm shower until it turns cool, saying your affirmations until it works. Really quite exciting. Try these things. You'll find that they offer a new insight into how much fun it is to be myself and have fun. Have a lovely day and sing all the way. And you will find when you do that, it will always pay you great dividends. So that's what you should say. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.